It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, April 13th, 2017. Today we mark the 274th anniversary of the birth of American founding father Thomas Jefferson, born at Shadwell, Virginia in 1743. The author of the Declaration of Independence and the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom, third President of the United States and founder of the University of Virginia, he voiced the aspirations of a new America as no other individual of his era. As a public official, a historian, and philosopher, he served this country for over five decades. His father, Peter Jefferson, was a successful planter and surveyor, and his mother, Jane Randolph, was a member of one of Virginia's most distinguished families. Having inherited a considerable landed estate from his father, he began building Monticello when he was 26 years old. 3 years later, he married Martha Wales Skelton, with whom he lived happily for 10 years until her death. Their marriage produced 6 children, but only 2 survived to adulthood. Jefferson, who never remarried, maintained Monticello as his home throughout his life, always expanding and changing the house. Having attended the College of William and Mary, he practiced law and served in local government as a magistrate, a county lieutenant, and member of the House of Burgesses in his early professional life. As a member of the Continental Congress, he was chosen in 1776 as part of a committee to draft the Declaration of Independence, which has been regarded ever since as a charter of American and universal liberties. After he left Congress in 1776, he returned to Virginia and served in the legislature. Elected governor from 1779 to 1781, he suffered an inquiry into his conduct during his last year in office that, although finally fully repudiated, left him with a lifelong pricklishness in the face of criticism. In 1784, he entered public service again in France, first as trade commissioner and then as Ben Franklin's successor as minister. During this period, he avidly studied European culture, sending home to Monticello numerous books, seeds and plants, statues and architectural drawings, scientific instruments and information, and much more. In 1790, he accepted the post of Secretary of State from his friend George Washington. His tenure was marked by his opposition to the pro-British policies of Alexander Hamilton. In 1796, as the presidential candidate of the Democratic Republicans, he became vice president after losing to John Adams by only 3 electoral votes. 4 years later, he defeated Adams and became president in the first peaceful transfer of authority from one party to another in the history of the young nation. Perhaps the most notable achievements of his first term were the purchase of the Louisiana Territory in 1803 and his support of the Lewis and Clark expedition. His second term, a time when he encountered more difficulties on both the domestic and foreign fronts, is remembered for his efforts to maintain neutrality in the midst of growing conflict between Britain and France. Jefferson embarked on his last great public service at the age of 76 with the founding of the University of Virginia. He spearheaded the legislative campaign for its charter, secured its location, designed its buildings, planned its curriculum, and served as its first rector. He died on July 4, 1826, just hours before his friend John Adams, on the 50th anniversary of the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. Many good biographies of Jefferson are available, and perhaps the single most respected Jefferson scholar of our time was Dumas Malone, who wrote the Pulitzer Prize-winning 6-volume biography, Jefferson and His Time, recently republished by the University of Virginia Press. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 13th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.